Music can touch our hearts in places that words and even actions cannot. The pipe organ at the cathedral helps us raise our voices and hearts and minds to God in ways that simple words would not be able to.
The cathedral's director of music and organist, Philip Brisson.
We're very lucky to have a very fine instrument here at the cathedral. It's one of the nicest tracker organs in the city, built by the Steiner Rec Company, which is a local company to Kentucky. There are instruments that also are in Ohio, Tennessee, as well as Kentucky. So it's a local builder. I say tracker organ because an electric-assisted organ uses the electric machine to play the pipe sound. But on a mechanical tracker action, when you press the key down, you actually are using a piece of wood to open up the pipe and let air get to the pipe. So it is a more traditional method because you do not need any electricity for a mechanical tracker action organ. So we're lucky that we have a very fine example of that here. It's about 43 ranks in size, and rank is a measurement like horsepower in a car. Rank is a row of pipes for one stop. So if you have 43 ranks, you have 43 different rows of pipes for every key on the keyboard. And those ranks can be reed stops, flute stops, stops that are very, very loud, stops that are very, very quiet. They can also be mixtures, which are very bright stops. So there's a lot of variety in those 43 ranks that we have.
The music at the cathedral is known for its excellence throughout the world. The cathedral choir is a mixed choir of approximately 40 members. Their repertoire includes examples of the great choral literature from early chant through the Renaissance, Baroque, Classical, Romantic, and 20th century periods. The cathedral singers are another choir at the cathedral that sings a more contemporary repertoire under the direction of Larry Love. Musical recordings at the cathedral are available for purchase when you complete this tour.
If you're just looking up at the choir loft by itself, though, you may not be aware that it somewhat encodes an earlier and sadder history of the Cathedral of the Assumption. Because in the 1850s, Louisville was still a slave city. And during those years, if you were a person of color and came into this building, into the cathedral, you were relegated to that spot upstairs. That was where you had to worship and no other place.